We welcome Leo Routens, Raptors analyst on Sportsnet. Good morning, Leo.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're really good, Leo. The nation's capital. Look, you don't need any more sunshine. You're going to go to, like, we got freezing rain this morning, like an ice storm coming on Saturday, the day of game one at home, and you'll head right into the D.C. area. It's lovely there, but it won't be as nice weather as South Beach, will it?
Well, yeah, I'm still in South Beach trying to just get a few more hours.
You got as late a flight as you could possibly get. Yes.
All right.
Basically, so, yes.
So does it matter? I mean, did it matter Milwaukee, Washington, or Miami? Was there a preference, or should a first-place team, no matter who the eighth-place team is, not worry about and take out whoever it is?
I agree with your last sentiment there. I think that you're in first place. You got to have the confidence to say, I really don't care who we play. And, you know, all three potential opponents offered something uniquely different. I mean, you saw what Miami was like last night. That's a grinded out type of team. Every possession is just a war. You know, Milwaukee has got a history with Toronto, and they got a great player in that team. So you know what that matchup is. And then Washington, you know, this is not going to be an easy matchup. I mean, they played well against Toronto this year. They have John Wall back in the lineup, and you know, again, there's some history there going back a few years. Even though, like, I throw that out, but it's only more mental than anything else. And I think the Raptors have to look at, you know, regardless of who they would have had to play, but and say, hey, you know what? We worked all year. We're number one. All roads to the finals go through Toronto. We're going to take care of business.
Leo Routens, our guest. Raptors Wizards get going Saturday, 5:30 at the Air Canada Center. Yeah, I love that last part of the sentiment because I agree with you. There's a lot of playoff acumen in Washington. They've gone to the second round a few times, never passed. But send a statement, right? Send a statement to your fans. Send a statement to the rest of the league. Supposedly all the American media that are doubting you, wallop them. Beat them badly in game one. Get this done in four or five games. I'll give you a stat. 15 of the last 18 NBA finalists got their first round done in a sweep or five games. And you know yourself how taxing that was 2 years ago, right? Seven games against Indiana, seven against Miami. I think the Cavs had played nine games and the Raps had played 14 games going to the conference final. You can't put yourself up against the wall that way, right?
Well, you know, I think, you know, to sit there and say you're going to sweep them, that's a tough ask. You got to remember this. There's not that much difference with a lot of these teams. And the Raptors, I think the Raptors' depth is a big factor. The fact that, you know, they're coming in, they're fairly fresh. They've been healthy all season long. They got a lot of positives working in their favor, but it's the playoffs, and teams are fighting for their lives. So, you'd prefer not to have a seven-game series, but I don't think sweeps are rightful expectations. I really don't. I think, you know, you want to play well. You want to get that first one at home. That's what you fight for. And you want to just keep, you know, play at the highest level you can. And if you end up winning in, you know, four, five, six, who cares? You just want to win and move on. Obviously, the less taxing you can be,
yes,
the better. However, you know, I think the most important thing is just playing that first round with confidence and playing your games. You know, you fight for home court, so play extremely well at home. Sneak a win out in the road, and you're good.
There's no doubt that this is more of a team than the Raptors have been. That bench mob, they are one of the big reasons why this group works so well together. But is it fair to say that when it comes to legacy, this year's playoffs so important for DeMar and Kyle?
I really do think it's important for everybody, not just those two. Obviously the pressure is there. People are talking about a lot of stuff based on, you know, numbers. But here's, you know, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the numbers, but I want to point out one thing that, you know, we had those numbers up in our past few broadcasts that, you know, I believe six of the last 7 years the Eastern Conference has had a different winner. Okay, and seven times there's two teams that have gotten out, and both of those teams, Miami and Cleveland, had LeBron James. And the Raptors have been ousted 2 years in a row by LeBron James. So, you know, people can throw out all the numbers they want. You know, you lost to a generational player. And you can go back, you know, Michael Jordan's era, and there's a lot of really, really good teams that you can say, hey, guys failed, guys did this. No, they ran into a generational player. Now, I think the Raptors are more equipped this season, have depth, and the core group with Kyle and DeMar have confidence. Their bodies are in better shape. They're playing a better brand of basketball, so they can compete better than they ever have been able to. And that's going to be the question. Is that going to be enough if everybody plays well? And, you know, this newfound depth, everything comes into the play along with your style of moving the ball. Is that going to be enough if you get by Washington to take down LeBron James? Because I don't care, and Toronto fans might not like to hear this, but the Raptors may be number one. But if anybody thinks that the favorite team in the Eastern Conference isn't Cleveland, they're crazy. They just don't know what they're watching, because as long as that guy is on the floor, that is the favorite team in the Eastern Conference until somebody takes him down.